The time has come, people. The annual summer tradition, death, taxes, and these two radio legends joining us.
Oh, yeah. A day of debauchery.
Yo. Look at your adoring public. People already calling. I haven't even asked them to. Oh. Rico Beard back from vacation.
Yes, Rico.
That's right. With a brand new Spartan hat.
Yeah. Now, do we give Rico a game at some point? I think he abstained the last tournament. Didn't you abstain? Or do we give you a game?
He gives him games.
Okay.
I'm allowed now.
He doesn't sit here. He doesn't.
Mike?
What? Oh.
Black jobs.
There you go.
fact that David used that while you were gone and said he was creating a new.
Black jobs.
was tremendous. So if you haven't listened over the last like 5-6 years, this is the deal. It is a reprisal of one of these two's greatest bits. It is the idiocy of our audio. It is them formulating a bracket, old callers, new callers, and what audio will reign supreme. So, gentlemen, floor is yours.
It is the drops and sound bites that have transpired over the year for you guys.
I didn't have sex with a porn star.
That is one of them. And then there are four regions. One region is like the group of five. That's just the song region. Oh. So can one song emerge from the group of five and reach the final four against Black Jobs or anybody else? I will say this, and we'll reveal the brackets. Tony will start reading them shortly. But we have installed as the overwhelming number one seed. You know what it is, Mike.
FanDuel right now has -210 on the chair drop.
And it's the first time in bracket history where an inanimate object is, I think, either made the field or could win it.
I still feel threatened.
and that chair is in the dumpster somewhere.
Who did the names of these regions, by the way?
I believe it was Hatchet Fella, wasn't it? Hatchet and Kenny?
Really? The Wojo Dip region? Really?
Well, there's a song called Wojo Dip right at the top.
That is the group of five.
Dip.
The song.
Okay.
The song region. Now, those two deranged people put it together, and we were just handed the brackets moments ago by the Price Waterhouse accounting firm.
Yeah.
And so we have to reveal it to the public before they can start voting on the games. And do we have to go over the rules again? Probably. Please do. Yeah, it's a 64-team tournament, just like the NCAA tournament. You're given a game at random. You can't sabotage. You can't try to pick the game you want so you can get somebody upset and knocked out of there. We give you a game at random. You pick which you think is the funniest or the best drop or song. If we feel like somebody is just effing around to break up the brackets, me and Stoney have a veto, and then there's a mutual veto.
Between everybody.
Just in case we think someone's just screwing around.
A rabble rouser.
Yes. A rabble rouser. A ruffian.
And we throw that selection away. The game is not
full. That person is never allowed to call again.
Correct.
Ever.
And the challenges can only be used the first two rounds. Once we hit the Sweet 16, Katie by the door.
It sure is. And boy, oh boy, I thought last year's Invitational was tremendous. I forget who won last year's Drops in Invitational. God, I should know this. It should be.
I'm ashamed to say I did with the Donald Sterling Invitational.
Yes.
Look at all my beautiful black boys.
No.
The defending champion has.
It was between Mike and Ed O'Neill to play Donald Sterling in the clip show.
I was going to say, little did we know that my stupid imitation would end up being your favorite TV show of 2024.
Yeah, so
Rico's a big clipped fan.
We go from black boys to black jobs.
Right.
We could have
black jobs.
Consistent, at least. Do you think black jobs made the field?
I think it should have.
I think it did. If Hatchet did his job, it did.
Here's my
question. All right, then.
A, if you want to participate in the tournament and not incur a busy signal, now would be the time. 248-539-9797. And as always, Stoney and Wojo have always mixed in a sports question. Now, Rico, with you being back from vacation, this is very appropriate. The Tigers are on fire.
Fire. Mm-hmm.
We want to take a straw poll. And it's two quick questions when people call in to vote.
Mm-hmm.
One is the following. 61 games to go. Are they actually in the wild card race? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
And will they trade Tarek Skubal? Yes or no?
Yes or no? You don't have to go into a big diatribe about either question. Just let's get some answers here.
You can just be like me and say, no.
No.
I was about to say, that's where I'm at with no.
And no, they're not in the wild card race. It looks great on paper. You're getting closer to 500. But when you look at the other teams, they're actually better than you.
Yeah.
And as far as Scoble, I don't think this. I don't think that Harris has the balls to do it.
No, I don't think Baltimore has the balls.
I agree.
I think Harris Baltimore actually does.
Yeah,
I think Baltimore will because I think Baltimore wants a title and they don't care.
Show me the offer before I start talking about balls.
Right.
But no, I do agree with Rico in this one regard, and then we'll get into the tourney. You have a 37-year-old first-time team president and a first-time GM. This is not Theo Epstein. This is not Dave Dombrowski. This is not Brian Cashman.
No.
Balls. It is, thank you. This is not the type of front office where you're going to make that move. Because you're taking your career in your hands by doing
it. But because of whatever the reason he screwed up at the deadline last year, I think it makes him more inclined to do it.
Ooh.
All right. Yeah. 248-539-9797.
Are you going to be able to pace yourself, Ojo?
Excuse me, what?
This is going to be your longest show of the year.
I was very nervous until the little Kenny Cott guy came running in. We got pizza! We got pizza!
Well, we always cater
I know, meal. But I was getting nervous.
I wanted to make sure you guys are good. Plus, I will tell you, Woji.
Yeah.
Stoney was kind enough to work last week. Rico's World Tour Part 2. There is a Part 3 coming up in a few weeks. Stoney was here every day. Do you know he ate pizza 4 of the 5 days?
Oh, that's...
Mike Stone is a maniac.
That's a shocker.
Mm-hmm. It's stunning. Stunning.
That's a big surprise.
Okay.
Here we go.
Do you want to preview the, as what is it? Greg Gumbel always says, the corporate champions. Do you want to do the one seeds preview?
Oh, I don't think we need to do that. No.
We'll start at a region and we'll say what they are, and David will.
Oh, we're not going to preview the 4-1 seeds?
I thought it was going to be like the corporate champions by Coke
Zero. Let's do that the fans are watching on TV. At least tell us who the one seeds are.
That's right. YouTube and Twitch. Hello.
Yep. All right, first so can Hatchett reveal like the number months. One seeds? There are four regions. We do have the Mike Chair region, and oddly enough, this is the number one seed. Mike Assaulting Furniture.
Mm-hmm.
The next region is the Kenny Fire Iserman region.
Fire Steve Iserman.
That's the top seed.
That's the top seed.
On the other side of the bracket, you have the world-renowned... Hawk Tua region, where the number one seed.
Oh, you got to give him that Hawk Tua.
I'll tell you, watch out for Hawk Tua.
The alternate name for that region is the Rico's Dentist region.
And the fourth region, the number one seed, it's the Wojo Dip region.
Nudies dip.
Delicious.
I'm going to massage my cum. That's the song region, kind of like a group of five region.
Right, yes. This is the American Conference.
Yeah,
the
correct.
The AAC.
Yes.
But who knows? A song could be to drop. You never know.
That's right.
Very exciting. So why don't we at least reveal one region before the break, Stoney? Why don't you start with the Mike Chair region, just to give the seedings, and I believe we'll be able to see the seedings on the website or whatever. There, they'll
be out
there.
It's been tweeted out, yes.
It's been tweeted out as well.
I do want to tell you something.
Yeah.
And this is official. Rico and I do not play a role in the seeding. We're not qualified.
No.
It's not our bit. This is a Stoney and Wojo production working with our wartime consigliere, Mr. David Hatchiman. I think there is an egregious seating by the committee.
We want to hear about it because I have a few egregiousnesses.
I think in the ridiculous furniture region, this 8-9 matchup, both of these seeds should have been kept away from the one seed.
Kenny, I'm like, the 9 seed could have gone so much further in any other region and it will be dead.
Well, that's why you want to get the 10 seed. You should have lost some games.
That's what Izzo does. Well, just get worse.
But this could be the region of death because we'll tell you what it is. Watch out for the 7th seed in this region. All right, here we go.
All right, Stoney, reveal the start it off. Region.
In the Mike Chair region, the top seed going up against the 16th seed.
I didn't have sex with a porn star.
Oh, you do not have a walkover, Mike, at all.
No, he does.
This is Virginia UMBC. Not
maybe,
quite.
Maybe.
Oh, dear God.
No.
And the winner of that is it takes on the winner of the one we talked about. The 8th seeded.
Please listen. It's free.
Against the 9th seed.
Can I get an amen?
Oh, my God. That's got to be a 4 seed.
I was stunned.
I know. I think just privately between us four, I think they wanted him knocked out early. That's what I'm thinking.
If he keeps demanding apologies from fans, I want to knock him out early.
We have the four seeded.
I'm actually sitting in the world headquarters right now.
This region is unbelievable.
Wait, how is that not a number one seed?
I think it's better. It should be a two seed. And whatever. Going up against the 13th seed.
Let it play out.
No.
That hasn't made it in every single year. We have the 5-12 matchup, the fifth seed.
See you.
Oh, drunk Donovan Edwards. Got it.
Going against the 12th seed.
Who's we?
Oh, that's
awesome. Yes, indeed.
This region, it's like I was the number one overall seed. I went 31-3 on the season, and I got the toughest draw.
Yes.
Jay Billis is ripping this region right now.
The 6-11 matchup, the 6th seed.
Come see that black.
Wow.
Going up against the 11th seed.
Because I'm a Cowboy. Yeah. Oh, my Josh Allen slander.
That's you. That we didn't sound like you.
The 3-14 matchup being played at... who cares?
In Seiko Fieldhouse.
The third seed.
Touchdown, Detroit black guy.
Watch out for Mike's imitation of Gus Johnson.
Going up against the 14th seed.
I'm a spicy garlic guy.
Hey, it's Tom.
The spicy garlic guy.
He's early entry for next year.
Right, 7-10.
The 7-10 matchup, the 7th seed.
Black Jobs.
Oh, that's
seventh seed?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was a late bloomer.
It's recency.
Going up against the 10th seed.
I'm going to make an assumption here, but are you African-American?
You know, they always do those little cutesy matchups.
Yes, I like
and then
that.
The committee swears up and down. We didn't do that on purpose.
It's like Kentucky would play like UMass because Cal used to coach. You know, that
right. Thing. Or when MSU played Davison with Foster Lawyer, only to meet Coach K in the second round.
Did that happen? Oh.
Oh, my God. You don't say. All right, 215.
And finally, hold on. Yes, the 215, the second seed.
What up, though?
Caller DJ.
Go up against the 15th seed.
What's your experience?
Oh,
that region's
again.
Brutal. So there will be no free rides for the chair drop.
No,
so
Mike is complaining like Tom Izzo on every Selection Sunday.
No, I don't understand it. All right.
I mean, I played a tough schedule.
We will go to the phones. Ticket texters, if you want to involve yourself in the Tiger Fiesta, that's fine too.
We'll take a straw poll too. I'll
are they actually in a wild card chase? And do they trade Scooble? We will begin in earnest. Is this the fifth, sixth?
I think it's the fifth.
Fifth or sixth annual.
75th.
Stoney and Wojo drop tournament, 97-1.
One bracket has been revealed. So, Rico, if you have a favorite team in the Stoney and Wojo drop tournament, you still got three more brackets where it might be revealed. Don't get nervous yet. Do not get nervous. There's lots of slots open. Let's reveal the next three brackets, and then we'll start taking the calls. All right?
Go ahead, Woj.
Hatchet, can you take us to the Kenny Fire Iserman region? And Kenny should be fired for that, by the way. Okay, continue. Oddly enough, the top seed in this region.
Fire Steve Iserman.
Going up against upset-minded and 16-seeded, this is David White.
I think I may be white.
Jesus.
That's
might be colorblind, too.
David White. Going up against the 8-9 matchup going forward, the number 8 seed.
For show.
That's Urban Kennicott, I think, or I'm not sure. Going up against the number 9 seed.
Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
That was
my favorite.
Hatchet's Church, I believe.
Right? My favorite. Yeah, that was actually a live recording of Greater Life at Tyerman.
All right, continuing in the Kenny Fire Iserman region, the 4-13 matchup, these are always tricky. The number 4 seed.
We'll take that.
We'll take that. That's Kenny Daniels, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Going up against the number 13 seed.
Hey, it's Tom.
It's Tom. Tom Milliken, the Gov. Morning show. Continuing the region, the 5-12 matchup. Watch out for this. You've got the number 5 seed. That's Ken Kale doing his Pillsbury Doughboy impression.
Does it ever strike you how ridiculous these are completely out of context?
Mm-hmm. Completely. Yes. Going up against the number 12 seed, another Kenny Codd one.
I love hookers.
Well,
Jesus.
That may be a favorite.
Who doesn't?
That's a 12-5 upset written all over
it
that
sure
one.
Sure does.
I'm shocked that it wasn't that versus.
I love hookers.
I mean, that would have been a throwdown.
Oh, that really would have been. All right, continuing in the region, the 6-11 matchup, you have the number 6 seed.
This man is a criminal.
That's the Trumpster. Going up against the number 11 seed.
I thought it was a black guy.
Come on, Wojo, with the black guy. Come on. Come on.
God help us all.
What? What?
You need what? To pace yourself. You're going to be here till 6:10.
No, I haven't even had a piece of pizza
yet. I know you're not used to more than 40 minutes of radio.
Just don't roofie me with that vodka again, all right?
Carry on.
This 3-14 matchup, you have the number 3 seed.
Minority blood in him.
Minority blood in him. That's Gov. Going up against the number 14 seed.
Oh, my heart, I'm coming, Elizabeth. 12.
Doing Sanford. Son. Freddie Sanford. Continuing.
Yeah, Mike didn't get that one when he first did it.
No.
Mike thought it was something else.
And I almost bleeped myself. I went, what did you just say?
Oh,
and
you're my.
Like, oh, it's Sanford and Son. I'm like, it better be something because that was.
Oh, my Lord. Continuing, we have the 7-10 matchup. Watch out for this number 7 seed.
It was all because of this terrible, awful Negro.
See, I wanted to
what's
hear
what's the name of the drop,
what's the name
Wojo?
Of the drop, Wojo?
That's a awful Negro. Wait, who is that? Is that a comedian?
David, I'm going to need that for 2025.
Is that a comedian? Who is that?
No, that's Trading Places. Dan
Aykroyd.
Oh,
that's Aykroyd, right. That's right. That's right.
When he's accusing
Trading
you know,
Places.
Yeah. I had this awful, awful dream.
We go. We were on the same page. I wanted him to read that.
I wanted him to read it too.
I can't be tricked like that. Yeah, I can. Very
oh,
easily.
Coleman.
Yeah. Going up against the number 10 seed.
Where is Harvey?
An ode to Javi Baez.
It is, to the man very with the lowest nice. OPS in baseball
in history
and a -2 war.
He got a hit last night.
Yeah, again, Rico's running into trouble here. The 2-15 matchup, the number 2 seed.
Mr. Dangerous. How is this? How did this even make the cut and it's a 2 seed?
Yeah. It could get blown out.
Because it's electric.
Yeah.
You sound hammered talking about Russell Wilson.
I actually think these seeds should be flipped, going up against the number 15 seed.
No. Okay, no, okay. No, no. No.
No. That should have been flipped.
Well, I agree.
It could be flipped on the court itself when they play. Yeah. How about that?
There's no way Cat in a Hat can be aced out here in the first round.
No. Not even by Russell Wilson.
Don't
Mr. Danger.
No. Don't be calling your shots, though.
I think Kenny was doing a little admiral when he put this bracket together.
Oh.
How does that? How That's does Cat fire. Williams become a 15th seed?
Or he's bopping to the dong song. All right, Stoney, take us to the next region, please.
All right, the Hawk Tua region, where we have the top seed.
Oh, you got to give him that Hawk Tua.
Go against the 16th seed.
That's John Jansen, I believe.
Yes, during a
having
football
gotten,
playoff game.
Oh, now that would have been funny with the whole, I'm coming, Elizabeth.
Okay, take it easy.
No, that's John after he got the Hawk to it.
Yeah.
See her, Jesus.
All right, we have the 8-9 matchup, the 8th seed.
Today is National Forklift Safety Day.
The fact that that's real is so bad.
The fact that he knew that.
Karsh is always looking out for the people.
You look on the calendar, you know.
Yeah.
You
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Against the 9th seed.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, Jesus.
Who's that?
It was angry caller Richard.
Oh.
It was just the way he said
real name Richard.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Okay.
A few sheets
so that's a 9 seed, and the Mark Ryan is a 9 seed in the toughest region. Okay, I can't figure that out. The 4th seed.
I'd like to jank myself.
Oh, geez.
Oh, boy.
It was playing.
Can you, wait till you get home?
It was who said it, and we have an Evan Jenkins rule.
Right.
Oh.
Where if you've heard the piece of audio, so that's, I'm trying to defend you, Kenny. Just take the W.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Go again.
It's the Jenkins rule, but Kenny just shortened it.
Yes. Go up against the 13th seed.
I heard that.
I blast a player's wife.
TJ.
He did what to a player's wife?
I blast a player's wife.
I blast a player's wife?
We have a 5-12 matchup next. The 5th seed.
Yeah, mess around in Livonia and find out what happens.
Whoa, Jansen, laying down the law.
He's talking about his police friends in Livonia.
Mess around and find out.
I'll go up against the 12th seed.
Horror.
Stephen A. Mm-hmm. Horror.
6-11 matchup, the 6th seed.
Cross-eyed nipples.
Costa with cross-eyed nipples?
Going up against the 11th seed.
You know, we all looking sexy out here, man.
Once again, Donovan Edwards. Put the cup down.
He has two entries in the field.
Did you see the interview?
Did you see the interview?
Yes.
12 of them.
Is wow. Johnny Kang in here? Did he make it?
The third seed.
Ho, 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 bitch.
Okay.
Going up against the 14th seed.
It's pretty stiff. I got to tell you, it's a stiff.
Why is everyone with cot about sex, drugs, or alcohol?
It's all he has.
Oh, okay.
The 17 matchup, the 7-10 matchup, the 7th seed.
Mike, he's respected all over. He's respected by everybody.
Thank you, DJ.
Love that.
Gave Mike Valenti an endorsement.
Going up against the 10th seed.
Nearly twice the length.
God, the way he says length. Length.
Costa, he puts the G in there.
He over-enunciates everything.
The 2-15 matchup, the 2nd seed.
Oh!
Going up against the 15th seed.
Let me speak!
Oh, let me speak. That's a good one. I missed that one.
That hatchet.
When does Michigan do anything wrong, John?
Let me speak!
Stoney's got like a sinus infection, and he is screaming at John.
I know. What the heck?
What's the last time they did something wrong? Larry Harrison and his hot dog?
That's it. That's my favorite. It's what I always go back to.
The hatchet moan team being in the hot Tua field makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I don't think it's accidental.
No.
All right, quickly run watch. Through the last region, and then we got to start.
All right, quickly. Here go. We go. The last region is the group of five. Well, can we do it quickly? It's the songs.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to play the whole song.
I'll stop it when it needs to.
Okay. All right. The group of five region is the Wojo Dip region. Oh, you know what you're talking about. There it is. Dip. Wojo Dip song. That's the top seed. Going up against the 16 seed Stony Hung. What?
Kang is the producer of Carson Anderson. What is his last name?
I don't know how to pronounce.
That's underrated.
Wait, this is an 8 seed?
The 8-9 matchup. The number 8 seed.
Bad.
Going up against.
And was actually said today.
Yeah?
No.
Yes.
Ugh. Going up against the number 9 seed.
Ken Kelly.
It's either Ken Kelly or the Doughboy song. We continue in the region. The 4-13 matchup, the number 4 seed.
It's not a court of law.
I don't remember that one.
It was, okay, it was at the zenith of the Michigan cheating thing.
Right.
Oh. And people Amicus were, briefs. Yeah, they were acting like the burden of proof was the same thing as like a Supreme Court justice. Gotcha. And I had dealt with like the 9th robot to call in. I'm like, guys, it's not a court of law.
It's not a court of law.
Please stop. Jesus.
Well, you've got a behemoth to take down. The number 13 seed.
Chronic nose picker, which is what? Rhinotelexomania.
Yes.
So what are the...
Wait, on earth?
That's Jansen and Stoney debating nose picking.
Okay, I guess.
All right, I'm fine with that.
Keep going.
We continue. The 5-12 matchup, the number 5 seed.
Because I'm a cowboy. Yeah!
Like Josh Allen.
I hate Josh Allen.
Going up against the 12 seed.
No days on the lake. Can't go out on the boat. We got football to get back to.
Right now, if you see Will Birchfield.
On the boat? What's going on there?
He always looks like he's on a boat or fresh off of a boat.
Mm-hmm. He does. Continuing the region, the 6-11 matchup, the number 6 seed.
Wrap it up, David.
I have a big one.
Wrap it up. Didn't do it very often when he was younger. Going up against the 11 seed.
The freaks come out.
Are you cursed with a rare moment of freakiness?
Let go of my meat.
Continue with the 3-14 matchup. The number 3 seed. Watch out.
What are we doing?
So good.
This team. I feel sorry for the number 14 seed, which is.
John, you have been binging something. Sax.
Jesus Christ. Jansen binging sax. All right. Continue in the region. The 7-10 matchup, the number 7 seed.
There's the snap. Jared back. Jared looks. Jared throws right side. It is caught.
Touchdown, Detroit black guy.
Amon-Ra.
Valenti interrupting a Dapper Dan Miller call. Nicely.
I swear he should really use that.
No, he should. I agree.
God.
And do it when a white guy scores. Going up against the number 10 seed.
Oh!
Boil it.
Oh, boy.
Jesus.
Watch out for the final matchup. And if you haven't seen your team yet, this is your last chance. The 2-15 matchup, the number 2 seed.
Pump, prime the pump. I love hookers.
Lomas, prime in the pump. Going up against the 15th seed.
I'm Robin Leach of the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
If you were sitting there, would you scream at Troy Weaver's face?
No. Oh,
I never heard that before.
The Troy Weaver song. Right,
listen.
Field is set.
Mm-hmm. It starts in earnest next. Mm-hmm. Okay, right to the
Absolutely.
Phones?
Absolutely. Right to the games and the phones.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Mike, just because you're not on social media.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah. See you. Hold on. Let me pull it back. Yeah, there we go.
Oh.
See you after 5.
Go, boy!
Go, boy.
I gotta go. I gotta go. All right,
Mike,
let's go to Rich.
You can handle him one day a year.
We're just gonna kick this off. We're going to Rich. He's batting leadoff. How you doing, Rich?
Wow, fellas, I'm batting leadoff for the drop tournament. That is quite the honor. Haven't been able to do this yet, and I've been listening for a few years, so appreciate you taking it.
All right, we will start you off, sir.
Get the straw poll questions, Tony.
Oh yes, I forgot. Yeah. Straw poll question: are the Tigers in it, and will Scoobal be traded?
I think the Tigers are in it.
That's a yes.
I don't think Scuba will be traded.
Okay. That's a yes and no.
Okay, yes and no.
Yep.
Here we
yep.
go. We're going to go to the Hawk.
You don't get to comment.
We're going to go to the Hawk Tua region. All right? We're going to start with the 4-13 matchup. We start with the 4th seed.
I'd like to jank myself.
Going up against the 13th seed.
I blast the player's wife.
Cott versus Lang.
Oh, boy. Man, you guys are starting me off with a tough one.
Oh, it's a tough
one. The
Kenny
Cott one's been pretty iconic. You don't hear the TJ one as much, but, I mean, that is good. You know what? We'll throw it up with an upset to start. Let's go, TJ.
Whoa! Down goes Kenny Jank. Kenny Jank.
Oh, really?
Wow. I got it. No problem
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, but Kenny's well represented in this game. He'll be okay.
And I don't know if I want to use my veto for the first.
No, be conservative.
Kenny spread himself too thin.
Let's go to Rob in Brighton. He's up next. What's up, Robbie?
Gentlemen, I am honored. Michael, thank you for having me. Let me pick a region. Stoney, if you don't mind, can you repeat the regions for me?
The Mike Chair region, the Kenny Fire Eisenman region, the Hawk Tua region and the Wojo Dip region, but before you pick your region, answer our straw poll question.
Let me give you the straw poll question. Ready, Robert? Are the Tigers...
Can we get a college football question?
No, I'm sorry. You're going to have to delve into baseball for once. Are the Tigers in the wild card chase right now?
No.
Okay. You don't have to say it like that. You don't get 2 votes.
Rob, let me help you. Is Notre Dame going to be a contender this year?
No!
No. They're going to be the number 5 seed going into the playoffs.
All right. And the second question, should the Tigers trade Scoobal?
No, will they? Not sure.
Oh, will they? That's right. Will they? I'm sorry. Will they?
No, because they're incompetent.
No.
Okay. There we go.
All right.
Give him his matchup.
Here you go. I don't know where I want to send you. You don't get to pick your region, Rob. Sorry. So I'm sending you to the Mike Chair region. And okay. I don't know. It's just the way it popped up. It's the 12-10 tip-off on the Thursday. It's the 6-11 matchup. The number 6 seed.
Come see that black...
Kenny Cott talking about his neighbors or whatever. I don't know. Going up against the 11 seed.
Because I'm a cowboy. Yeah!
Valenti Import.
Oh, Kenny Cott.
Josh. Yeah. Kenny Cott! Can you
Gotta
yell...
Kenny Cott.
Can you yell, down goes Mike? No, you don't have to.
Here. There you go. All right, let's go over to Adam. We'll keep it rolling. I know we got to pace this correctly. Adam, how you doing today?
Gentlemen, it's an honor.
Well, the honor is yours, Adam. Answer our straw poll question.
I think there's too much traffic ahead of them for them to be realistic contenders for the wild card.
Okay.
And will they trade Scoobal?
I'm going to say no, but I hope I'm wrong.
Okay, right. Thank you very much.
Good All votes. Right.
Gentlemen.
Let's go to the Kenny Fire Eisenman region, shall we?
Terrible region.
We'll go with a 3-14 matchup if we can. The 3rd seed.
Minority blood in them.
Going up against the 14th seed, an upset-minded.
Oh, my heart, I'm coming, Elizabeth.
So I love the Sanford and Son reference. I got to go with David here.
Good, you know
good,
what?
Good upset.
It's an upset, but not really, because it was said with more passion, more energy, right? True. That's the difference.
We have time. Let's get Earl
in. Yeah, let's go.
We'll at least catch up to speed here. Earl, how are you?
What's up, guys?
Earl, hello. Would you answer the straw poll? Are the Tigers in the wild card chase right now?
No, sir. And I don't think they'll trade Skubal. Hope I'm wrong.
Wait, you say they will or won't?
No, no.
Won't. Won't. Okay. Wow.
No.
All right, Earl. Let's take you to the group of five region, which I call it. It's the Wojo Dip region. And
all right.
You know, I love these matchups. It's 6-11 in the Wojo Dip region. You've got the number 6 seed.
Wrap it up, David.
I have a big one.
Wrap it up, David.
I'm exploding right now.
Wow. Valenti offering Hatchet advice that he ignored. Going up against seed number 11 seed.
The freaks come out. Are you African American? The freaks come out.
Wow.
You have to take number 11.
You know what? I ain't arguing with that. That has a nice beat to it.
Oh, boom.
It's a Doug thing, asking if he's African-American.
That yeah, that does it for me, because it's such a ridiculous question.
And Doug being freak coming out is ridiculous.
Right, like a guy in a bike helmet talking about the freaks coming out. Just saying.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Earl. Hey, appreciate you.
Wojo, do you remember a short-time morning show on the old station that played that song all the time?
The Freaks Come Out at Night?
Eli. The Eli's at the Freak Show.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Eli who?
Yeah.
Oh, Zarin. That's right. Yeah. I forgot. No, I didn't.
You are bad.
No, I'm not.
You're you're bad.
You.
Question. What you want another call? Okay, David is telling me STFU and take another call. Got it. Let's go to John. 97.1. John, how you doing?
John
has vetoed himself out.
John
of the
1
tournament.
2, he's gone. Yeah, we'll go to Robert 97.1. Hi, Robert.
Robert.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. Are the Tigers in the wild card hunt?
They are not, and unfortunately, they don't have the gumption to trade Skubal.
Okay.
Wow, that's a blowout.
We will stay in the Wojo Dip region.
Thank you.
For the always iconic 8-9 matchup held at the Pit in Albuquerque. We have the 8th seed.
Bad. It's got to be America's team. It's got to be America's team.
Michigan's theme song for their title run.
Going up against the 9th seed.
Tim Kelly. All that excitement, only to miss the playoffs.
Teddy Kelly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at least someone's scoring.
Good point.
Give me the 9th seed.
I got no problem with that. Kenny Cal.
I like it. I
mean, can't beat it.
It's quality. Now, what is our appropriate pacing, David? Are we doing like 5 per?
I think we're pretty good.
We did well there. If we could do 5 per, that'd be great.
I just want to know. I want to make sure we're okay here. All right, so cool. Time out, and we'll get right back to it.
Excellent
work. All right, straight to the people. You've got a straw poll today.
Yep.
Along with the Stoney Mojo Invitational. Are the Tigers actually in the wild card race, and will they trade Skubal?
Results
so far. Mm-hmm. Skubal, 5-0, they won't trade him.
Whoa.
4-1, they're not actually in the wild card race. Early returns,
I agree with both. Early. Let's see what unfolds.
Let's go to Mark.
Will they drop out the race?
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark, 97.1. Mark, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Mike. Been listening for 5 years, first time participating. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Straw poll.
Yeah.
Are the Tigers actually in the wild card race?
No.
Okay. And will they trade Skubal?
I'd love them to, but I don't think they will. No.
Okay. No.
Wow.
No.
What a blowout.
Listen, he's being honest.
I know. We like honesty.
Give Mark his debut decision in the Summer Invitational.
All right, Mark. Are you ready to pick a game? Here we go. Let's go to the Hawktua region, okay? I'm going to need a new mic, David, if you got one. I'm sorry. The Hawktua region, why don't we do the 3-14 matchup? Those are always entertaining, except when they're not. The number 3 seed.
Ho, 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 bitch.
That's Valenti giving Christmas greetings.
I don't even know when I said that.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
You might have said it multiple times. Going up against the 14 seed.
It's pretty stiff, I got to tell you. It's a stiff...
You got ho-ho-ho bitch and stiff cocktail from Kenny Cott. What say you?
I got to go with Kenny G on that one. Kenny Cott.
The stiff cocktail over ho-ho, bitch?
I like it. Yep. That's a good one.
It's just funnier.
I like it, but to me, it's the fact that the Kenny lost as the 4 seed to TJ is even more alarming.
Well,
Kenny up pulling the upset.
Let me make
Kenny
it official.
Can do Kenny can do everything.
Let me make it official. Down goes ho-ho, bitch.
Let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, what's up, man?
How are you, Matt?
Good. No, I do not think that they are in the wild card chase, and I do think they will trade Scooble, but they won't get his worth.
Oh, so they'll make a bad trade, is what you're saying. Okay, yeah. That still counts.
I think he's rooting for radio. Okay.
yeah, you'd have another chair if they did that. Go
All
ahead.
Right, let's go to the Kenny Fire Iserman region.
Hate that region.
Yes, well, we have the 4-13 matchup in Pocatello, Idaho. We have the 4th seed.
We'll take that.
Ken Daniels.
Going up against the 13th seed.
Hey, it's Tom.
Hey, it's Tom. Tom Milliken from the morning show.
That influenced the voter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Tom.
Down goes Kenny Daniels?
Yes.
With one of the great calls of all time with the Patrick Kane goal?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The governor couldn't save him. The governor
because
saved himself.
The idea of all people, Gov, lecturing you on the airport. I don't know. There's just something about it.
I will say this. I'm noticing if there's more energy and volume in a drop, it does better.
True. It helps. But I'm with Matt here. The Tom one just cracks me up.
Every time.
I know it's stupid, but it makes me
laugh.
I like
the spicy garlic game.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, how are you today?
Doing well.
Straw poll.
Mm-hmm.
They are not in the wild card race, and they will screw up the trade for Scooble.
So they won't trade him or will?
They will trade him, but they won't get the good return.
Okay,
sudden run on making a crappy trade. Wow, that wasn't one of the options. No.
Let's give him a selection.
Yeah,
Michael, this is going to be played live at the district.
Yeah, exactly. we're going to go to the Mike Chair region.
Okay,
and for the always tight 7-10 matchup, this is making me nervous.
I'm going to be heartbroken.
No,
here.
This is, just be careful here, Michael. The number 7 seed.
Black Jobs.
Going up against the number 10 seed.
I'm going to make an assumption here, but are you African American?
They're both so good.
They're so good.
This is the one I wanted, gentlemen, and I got to take Doug.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you're taking Doug?
Oh, it figures.
Yeah, not even a question. That was the one I wanted.
You take the liberal Doug over Trump. It figures.
Oh, geez.
Unbelievable. So wait a minute. Down goes Black Hatchet.
Black
Rico,
Jobs.
See you guys later.
Black Jobs.
In the spirit of the competition, the drop should come from the station, right? So
No.
But if that's your...
It's his vote, unless somebody wants step up.
No, he's right. Get rid of Black Jobs.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Mike, just because you're not on social media.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah. See you. Hold on. Let me pull it back. Yeah, there we go.
Oh.
See you after 5.
Doughboy!
I gotta go. I gotta go. All right,
Mike,
let's go to Rich.
You can handle him one day a year.
We're just gonna kick this off. We're going to Rich. He's batting leadoff. How you doing, Rich?
Wow, fellas, I'm batting leadoff for the drop tournament. That is quite the honor. Haven't been able to do this yet, and I've been listening for a few years, so appreciate you taking it.
All right, we will start you off, sir.
Give the straw poll questions, Tony.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Yeah. Straw poll question. Are the Tigers in it, and will Scooble be traded?
I think the Tigers are in it.
That's a yes.
I don't think Scooble will be traded.
Right, okay. That's a yes and no.
Okay, yes and no.
Yep.
Here we go. We're going to go to the Hawk.
You don't get to comment.
We're going to go to the Hawk Tua region. All right? We're going to start with the 4-13 matchup. We start with the 4th seed.
I'd like to jank myself.
Going up against the 13th seed.
I blast the player's wife.
Cott versus Lang.
Oh, boy. Man, you guys are starting me off with a tough one.
Oh, it's a tough one.
The Kenny Cott one's been pretty iconic. You don't hear the TJ one as much, but, I mean, that is –
That is good. You know what? We'll throw it up with an upset to start. Let's go, Tej.
Whoa! Down goes Kenny Jank. Kenny Jank.
Oh, really?
Wow. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, but Kenny's well represented in this thing. He'll be okay.
And I don't know if I want to use my veto for the very first.
No, be conservative.
Kenny spread himself too thin.
Let's go to Rob in Brighton. He's up next. What's up, Robbie?
Gentlemen, I am honored. Michael, thank you for having me. Let me pick a region. Stoney, if you don't mind, can you repeat the regions for me?
The Mike Chair region, the Kenny Fire Eisenman region, the Hawk Tua region, and the Wojo Dip region. The best. Before you pick your region, answer our straw poll question.
Let me give you the straw poll question. Ready, Robert? Are the Tigers...
Is it a college football question?
No, I'm sorry. You're going to have to delve into baseball for once. Are the Tigers in the wild card chase right now?
No.
Okay. You don't have to say it like that. You don't get two votes.
Rob, let me help you. Is Notre Dame going to be a contender this year?
No.
They're going to be the number 5 seed going into the playoffs.
All right. And the second question, should the Tigers trade Skubal?
No, will they? Not sure.
Oh, will they? That's right. Will they? I'm sorry. Will they?
No, because they're incompetent.
No.
Okay. There we go.
All right.
Give them this matchup.
Here you go. I don't know where I want to send you. You don't get to pick your region, Rob. Sorry. So I'm sending you to the Mike Chair region. And I don't know. It's just the way it popped up. It's the 12-10 tip-off on the Thursday. It's the 6-11 matchup. The number 6 seed.
Come see that black...
Kenny Codd talking about his neighbors or whatever. I don't know. Going up against the 11 seed.
Because I'm a cowboy. Yeah!
Valenti
Imperial. Oh, Kenny Codd.
Josh, yeah. Kenny Codd! Can you
Gotta
yell?
Kenny Codd.
Can you yell, down goes Mike? No, you don't have to.
Okay. Here. There you go. All right, let's go over to Adam. We'll keep it rolling. I know we got to pace this correctly. Adam, how you doing today?
Gentlemen, it's an honor.
Well, the honor is yours, Adam. Answer our straw poll question.
I think there's too much traffic ahead of them for them to be realistic contenders for the wild card.
Okay.
And will they trade Skubal?
I'm going to say no, but I hope I'm wrong.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much.
Good All votes. Right.
Gentlemen.
Let's go to the Kenny Fire Eisenman region, shall we?
Terrible region.
We'll go with a 3-14 matchup if we can. The third seed.
Minority blood in him.
Going up against the 14th seed and upset minded.
Oh, my heart, I'm coming, Elizabeth.
So I love the Sanford and Son reference. I get with David here.
Good
upset.
It's an upset, but not really, because it was said with more passion, more energy, right? True. That's the difference.
We have time. Let's get Earl in.
Let's go.
We'll at least catch up to speed here. Earl, how are you?
What's up, guys?
Earl, hello. Would you answer the straw poll? Are the Tigers in the wild card chase right now?
No, sir. I don't think they'll trade Skubal. Hope I'm wrong.
Wait, you say they will or won't?
No, no.
Won't. Okay. Wow.
No.
All right, Earl. Let's take you to the group of five region, which I call it. It's the Wojo Dip region. And
all right.
You know, I love these matchups. It's 6-11 in the Wojo Dip region. You've got the number 6 seed.
Wrap it up, David.
I have a big one.
Wrap it up, David.
I'm exploding right now.
Wow. Valenti offering hatchet advice that he ignored. Going up against the number 11 seed.
The freaks come out. Are you African American? The freaks come out.
Wow.
You have to take number 11.
You know what? I ain't arguing with that. That has a nice beat to it.
Oh, boy.
It's a Doug thing, asking if he's African-American. That
does it for me, because it's such a ridiculous question.
And Doug being freak coming out is ridiculous.
Right, like a guy in a bike helmet talking about the freaks coming out. Just saying.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Earl. Appreciate you.
Wojo, do you remember a short-time morning show on the old station that played that song all the time?
The Freaks Come Out at Night?
Eli. The Eli's at the Freak Show.
Really?
Yeah.
Eli who?
Yeah.
Oh, Zarin. That's right. Yeah. I forgot. No, I didn't.
You are bad.
No, I'm not. I didn't.
You're bad.
You.
Question. What you want? You want another call? Okay, David is telling me STFU and take another call. Got it. Let's go to John. 97.1. John, how you doing? John
has vetoed himself out
John
of the tournament.
John 1-2, he's gone. Yeah, right. We'll go to Robert, 97-1. Hi, Robert.
Robert!
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. Will the Tiger, are the Tigers in the wild card hunt?
They are not, and unfortunately, they don't have the gumption to trade Skubal.
Okay.
Wow, that's a blowout.
We will stay in the Wojo Dip region.
Thank you.
For the always iconic 8-9 matchup held at the Pit in Albuquerque. we have the 8th seed.
Bad.
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 It's got to be America's team. It's got to be America's team.
Michigan's theme song for their title run.
Going up against the 9th seed.
Tim Kelly. Tim Kelly. Tim Kelly.
All that excitement only to miss the playoffs.
Eddie Cal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at least someone's scoring.
Good point.
Give me the 9th seed.
I got no problem with that. Kenny Cal.
Kenny Cal.
I like it. I mean,
can't beat it.
It's quality. Now, what is our appropriate pacing, David? Are we doing like 5 per?
I think we're pretty good.
We did well there. If we could do 5 per, that'd be great.
I just want to make sure we're okay here. All right, so cool. Time out, and we'll get right back to it.
Excellent
work. All right, straight to the people. You've got a straw poll today.
Yep.
Along with the Stoney Mojo Invitational. Are the Tigers actually in the wild card race, and will they trade Skubal? Results
questions.
So far. Mm-hmm. Skubal, 5-0, they won't trade him.
Whoa.
4-1, they're not actually in the wild card race. Early returns,
I agree with both. Early. Let's see what unfolds.
Let's go to Mark.
Will they drop out the race?
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark, 97-1. Mark, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Mike. Been listening for 5 years, first time participating. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Straw poll.
Yeah.
Are the Tigers actually in the wild card race?
No.
Okay. And will they trade Skubal?
I'd love them to, but I don't think they will. No.
Okay. No.
Wow.
No.
What a blowout.
Listen, he's being honest.
I know. We like honesty.
Give Mark his debut decision in the Summer Invitational.
All right, Mark. Are you ready to pick a game? Here we go. Let's go to the Hawktua region, okay? I'm going to need a new mic, David, if you got one. I'm sorry. The Hawktua region, why don't we do the 3-14 matchup? Those are always entertaining, except when they're not. The number 3 seed.
Ho, 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 bitch.
That's Valenti giving Christmas greetings.
I don't even know when I said that.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
You might have said it multiple times. Going up against the 14 seed.
It's pretty stiff, I got to tell you. It's a stiff...
You got ho-ho-ho bitch and stiff cocktail from Kenny Cott. What say you?
I got to go with Kenny G on that one. Kenny Cott.
The stiff cocktail over ho-ho bitch?
I like it. Yep. That's a good one.
It's just funnier.
I like it, but to me, it's the fact that the Kenny lost as the 4 seed to TJ is even more alarming.
Well,
Kenny up pulling the upset.
Let me make
Kenny
it official.
Kenny can do everything.
Let me make it official. Down goes ho ho bitch.
Let's go to Matt 97-1. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, what's up, man?
How are you, Matt?
Good. No, I do not think that they are in the wild card chase, and I do think they will trade Skubal, but they won't get his worth.
Oh, so they'll make a bad trade, is what you're saying. Okay, that still counts.
I think he's rooting for radio. Okay.
yeah, you'd have another chair if they did that. Go ahead.
All right, let's go to the Kenny Fire Iserman region.
Hate that region.
Yes. Well, we have the 4-13 matchup in Pocatello, Idaho. We have the 4th seed.
We'll take that.
Ken Daniels.
Going up against the 13th seed.
Hey, it's Tom.
Tom Milliken from the morning show.
I don't want to influence the voter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Tom.
Down goes Kenny Daniels.
Yes.
With one of the great calls of all time with a Patrick Kane goal.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The governor couldn't save him. The governor
because
saved himself.
The idea of all people, Gov lecturing you on the airport. I don't know. There's just something about it.
I will say this. I'm noticing if there's more energy and volume in a drop, it does better.
True, it helps, but I'm with Matt here. The Tom one just cracks me up.
Every like, time. Yeah,
every time.
I know it's stupid, but it makes me
laugh. I like
laugh.
The spicy garlic game.
Okay, let's move on. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, how are you today?
Doing well.
Straw poll.
Mm-hmm.
They are not in the wild card race, and they will they will screw up the trade for Scoobal.
So they won't trade him or will?
They will trade him, but they won't get the good return.
Okay.
Sudden run on making a crappy trade. Wow, that wasn't one of the options. No.
Let's give him a selection.
Yeah. Huh?
Michael, this is going to be played live at the district.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to go to the Mike Chair region.
Okay.
And for the always tight 7-10 matchup, this is making me nervous.
I'm going to be heartbroken.
No,
here.
This is, just be careful here, Michael. The number 7 seed.
Black Jobs.
Going up against the number 10 seed.
I'm going to make an assumption here, but are you African American?
They're both so good.
They're so good.
This is the one I wanted, gentlemen, and I gotta take Doug.
Oh my God!
Wait, you're taking Doug?
Oh, it figures.
Yeah, not even a question. That was the one I wanted.
You take the liberal Doug over Trump. It figures.
Oh, geez.
Unbelievable! So wait a minute. Down goes Black Hatchet.
Black
Rico,
Jobs.
See you guys later.
Black Jobs.
In the spirit of the competition, the drop should come from the station, right? So
No.
But if that's your...
It's his vote, unless yes. somebody wants I'm to not, step up.
No.
No, he's right. Get rid of Black Jobs.
All right.
You know what? I could say something, but it would be incendiary, and I'm not right. in the mood for people to be angry. Well,
Kenny, you're hosting
David,
yourself back there now.
David, we'll go get some late lunch.
David and I are going to get late lunch.
Oh, boy.
You guys take on the show.
I got to admit, Mike, I mean...
Yes.
Mike,
yes, sir.
Is there no caller Ron in this tournament, or did I miss him?
Who is he?
Caller Ron.
The oh my God guy who called in about Urban.
Oh, Jesus. David, is he not in the bracket? I'm not going to imitate it because then I would
I
become a drop.
I think that was last year. Oh. I'll grab the bracket from last year to make
okay.
sure.
Okay. All right. No, okay. listen. Michael, okay. we hey. Are going to retabulate. No,
well, I understood caller Ron was accused of stealing signs and didn't make the field.
Right.
And then he has a Netflix thing coming out.
Yeah. I just would like to
caller Ron, my side of the
right,
story.
Right.
Oh my God.
Pontius Pilate, right. in my words.
Can we at least take a moment of silence for yeah. the loss of Black Jobs?
Everybody, please. A moment of silence for Black Jobs.
Black Jobs.
Mm.
I can't believe it's gone.
I can't you know? Either.
I can't believe Black
didn't
Jobs
didn't even
are
make
gone.
It to the first hour. Oh my God! We couldn't keep Black Jobs.
I could say something funny, but I know. Take the show
Black
off the rails.
No, no, please do.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll come back in November. Go ahead.
Woohoo!
Well,
what
Trump,
the hell are we doing,
Trump
Joe?
Didn't get shot. I mean, he is. You know.
Yeah.
Let's. How about
with that? Yeah.
We'll just go to another call. I can't believe Black Jobs is out. That's awful, man. Yeah, that's Rico. That was one of my favorite drops.
I know.
Let's go to Harrison, 97.1. Hi, Harrison.
Devastating.
If Kenny getting rid of Black Jobs is not a drop by tomorrow, I will stop listening.
No. It's already in process. There has already been eye contact between me and David. Consider it done, Harrison. All right,
Harrison.
Straw poll.
Oh yeah, straw poll.
Not in the wild card. They should but will not trade Scoobal.
Okay.
All
excellent.
Right. Let's go to the Hawk Tua region where we have the second seed.
Oh!
Going up against the 20-point underdog, the 15th seed.
Let me speak!
Wow. I love them both.
Okay, this is a great matchup. I have a personal thing about the David drop, which wins.
Okay.
Good. I was listening to the station. I turned it on one time, and I had my volume all the way up with my windows down in my car, and I was around people.
Oh, no.
Someone hit the drop, and it was the first thing that came out.
Uh-oh.
And I had to shut the windows and just peel out of there.
Which is why you should never be around people, generally speaking. But, yes.
I'm sorry. Harrison, can I apologize to you for that?
Harrison just goes a whole, was it the Nick Young meme, like,
he just looks over. Hey, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Jesus.
The 2 seed advances. Stoney is out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
If that number 2 seed wins the Hawk Tua region, what will we say about that? It was perfect. That's what we'll say.
You know what? Too early to get in trouble. Yes. Not going to do it.
Well, come on. Get in trouble.
It's not even 3 o'clock yet. No.
Get in trouble.
No, not with vacation looming. Okay. No. The answer is no, Robert. David, can I take one more? Yes? Excellent. We'll go to Andrew, 97.1. Andrew, how are you today?
What's going on? Hey, you know what, Mike? I can't believe any user veto there for black jobs. I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
Andrew, I learned my lesson the first year we did this. I used the veto too early, and then later on, the matchups become so much more important. I don't know.
The blame should be on the seating committee because that region is so stacked. That's
black jobs.
But there's so many of you guys that can use it. You guys have more vetoes.
You're right. I'm beginning to understand the struggle, to be
black
honest.
Black jobs may have died today, but it will forever live in our hearts. Don't worry. It's always going to be here.
Black jobs.
All right.
We still have beautiful black boys, though. So we'll
right, right, thank God, sure. Right? All right. Straw poll.
Yeah, Fangraphs got Tigers at 10.5% making playoffs. I'm going to say no there.
Okay.
And there's still 25% probability Scooble's traded to the Orioles. They're plus 300. I am going to say possibly they are, but if it's only Jackson Holliday, I'm going to be upset. So, yes, you'll get traded.
Okay.
Whoa,
okay.
Wow.
Okay. Great use of Fangraphs, by the way.
Tigers up to 10%. That's up, actually.
All right.
All right. We'll give you a region, all right? Let's all go right. to... let's revisit the Kenny Fire Iserman region. And, okay, how about the classic 5-12 matchup? You have the number 5 seed, Kenny Cal, shrieking, going up against the number 12 seed.
I love hookers.
Kenny with another of his vices. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Kenny is just a walking drop bomb. Oh, God. This is hard. The two Kennys here. I'm a big hockey guy, so this is like one of the toughest. I'm going to go Kenny Cott.
Good pick.
Kenny Cott. Down goes Cal. Down goes Cal.
I also, I want
setting up a 12-13 matchup Andrew, in the second round.
Andrew, I want to further your impact on this tournament, I am going to ask you this, and you have carte blanche. Whoa. Would you like me, as a listener, to replace Gator saying,
I love hookers,
with Kenny saying,
I love hookers.
Yeah. Oh, God. You can't. I don't think you can replace them. Can I veto that it cannot be replaced? You have to mix them both equally.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Fair.
Yes. Done. Because I adore the Kenny
lose
drop.
Gator. I cannot lose Gator.
Hooker Gator. Reinforcements.
Maybe okay. I can have one of them start it and the other one finish it.
I got you. No, we're going to take care of this. And I'm with Andrew because I actually don't have Kenny's drop on my board. I was thinking of swapping Gator out, but we'll keep both. And I'm not going to repeat what they said because, again, I refuse to become a drop. 248-539-9797.
I learned that lesson. That's why I'm only on here twice.
I think it's too late, Mike. I think you're too late on that one.
I still have you down for a good one.
Because I have a black...
Whoa.
That was a read.
Whoa.
That's me. Hey, I'm the black host.
That was a read. What was that, a trip to the dentist?
No.
Black card. 97-1. All right, straight to the people. You've got a straw poll today.
Yep.
Along with the Stoney Emoji Invitational. Are the Tigers actually in the wild card race, and will they trade Scooble?
Results
so far. Mm-hmm. Scooble, 5-0, they won't trade him.
Oh.
4-1, they're not actually in the wild card race. Early returns,
I agree with both. Early. Let's see what unfolds.
Let's go to Mark.
Will they drop out the race?
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark, 97.1. Mark, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Mike. Been listening for 5 years, first time participating. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Straw poll.
Yeah.
Are the Tigers actually in the wild card race?
No.
Okay. And will they trade Scooble?
I'd love them to, but I don't think they will. No.
Okay. No.
Wow.
No.
What a blowout.
Listen, he's being honest.
I know. We like honesty.
Give Mark his debut decision. In the Summer Invitational.
All right, Mark, are you ready to pick a game? Here we go. Let's go to the Hawktua region, okay? I'm going to need a new mic, David, if you got one. I'm sorry. The Hawktua region, why don't we do the 3-14 matchup? Those are always entertaining, except when they're not. The number 3 seed.
Ho, 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 bitch.
That's Valenti giving Christmas greetings.
I don't even know when I said that.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
You might have said it multiple times. Going up against the 14 seed.
It's pretty stiff. I got to tell you, it's a stiff.
You got ho, 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 bitch, and stiff cocktail from Kenny Cott. What say you?
I got to go with Kenny G on that one. Kenny Cott.
The stiff cocktail over ho-ho, bitch?
I like it. That's a good one.
It's just funnier.
I like it, but to me, it's the fact that the Kenny lost as the four seed to TJ is even more alarming.
Well,
Kenny up pulling the upset.
Let me make Kenny it official.
Kenny can do everything.
Let me make it official. Down goes ho-ho, bitch.
Let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, what's up, man?
How are you, Matt?
Good. No, I do not think that they are in the wild card chase, and I do think they will trade Skubal, but they won't get his worth.
Oh, so they'll make a bad trade, is what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, that still counts.
I think he's rooting for radio. Okay.
yeah, you'd have another chair if they did that. Go ahead.
All right, let's go to the Kenny Fire Iserman region.
Hate that region.
Yes. Well, we have the 4-13 matchup in Pocatello, Idaho. We have the fourth seed.
We'll take that.
Ken Daniels.
Going up against the 13th seed.
Hey, it's Tom.
Hey, it's Tom. Tom Milliken from the morning show.
I'll influence the voter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Tom.
Down goes Kenny Daniels?
Yes.
With one of the great calls of all time with the Patrick Kane goal?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The governor couldn't save him. The governor
because
saved himself.
The idea of all people, Gov, lecturing you on the airport. I don't know. There's just something about it.
I will say this. I'm noticing if there's more energy and volume in a drop, it does better.
True. It helps. But I'm with Matt here. The Tom one just cracks me up.
Every time.
I know it's stupid, but it makes me
I like
laugh.
The spicy garlic game.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, how are you today?
Doing well.
Straw poll.
Mm-hmm.
They are not in the wild card race, and they will screw up the trade for Skubal.
So they won't trade him or will?
They will trade him, but they won't get
the
return.
Okay.
A sudden run on making a crappy trade. Wow, that wasn't one of the options. No.
Let's give him a selection.
Yeah.
Michael, this is going to be played live at the district.
Yeah, exactly. we're going to go to the Mike Chair region.
Okay.
And for the always tight 7-10 matchup, this is making me nervous.
I'm going to be heartbroken.
No,
here.
This is, just be careful here, Michael. The number 7 seed.
Black Jobs.
Going up against the number 10 seed.
I'm going to make an assumption here, but are you African American?
They're both so good.
They're so good.
This is the one I wanted, gentlemen, and I gotta take Doug.
Oh my God!
Wait, you're taking Doug?
It figures.
Yeah, not even a question. That was the one I wanted.
You take the liberal Doug over Trump. It figures.
Oh, geez.
Unbelievable! So wait a minute. Down goes Black Hatchet.
Black Jobs.
See you guys later.
Black Jobs.
In the spirit of the competition, the drop should come from the station, right? So
No.
But if that's your...
It's his vote, unless yes. somebody wants I'm to not, step up.
No.
No, he's right. Get rid of Black Jobs.
All right.
You know what? I could say something, but it would be incendiary, and I'm not in the mood for people to be angry. Well,
Kenny, you're hosting yourself back there now.
David, we'll go get some late lunch. David and I are going to get late lunch.
Oh, boy.
You guys take on the show.
I gotta admit, hey, Mike, I mean,
yes, Mike, yes, sir.
Is there no caller Ron in this tournament, or did I miss him?
Who is he?
Caller Ron.
The oh my God guy who called in about Urban.
Oh, Jesus. David, is he not in the bracket? I'm not going to imitate it because then I would
I
become a drop.
I think that was last year. Oh. I'll grab the bracket from last year to make
okay.
sure.
Okay. No, listen, Michael, okay. we are going to retabulate. No,
well, I understood caller Ron was accused of stealing signs and didn't make the field.
Right.
And then he has a Netflix thing coming out.
Yeah. I just would like to
caller Ron, my side of the
right,
story.
Right.
Oh my God.
Pontius Pilate, right. In my words.
Can we at least take a moment of silence for the loss of Black Jobs?
Everybody, please. A moment of silence for Black Jobs.
Black Jobs.
Mm.
I can't believe it's gone.
I can't either.
I can't believe Black Jobs
didn't even
are
make
gone.
It to the first hour. Oh my God! We couldn't keep Black Jobs.
I could say something funny, but I'm gonna take the show
Black
off the rails.
No, no, please do.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll come back in November. Go ahead.
Oh. Woohoo!
Wow,
what the hell are we doing,
Trump
bro?
Didn't get shot. I mean, he is. You know.
Yeah.
Let's. How about
with that? Yeah.
We'll just go to another call. I can't believe Black Jobs is out. That's awful, man. Yeah, that's Rico. That was one of my favorite drops.
I know.
Let's go to Harrison, 97.1. Hi, Harrison.
Devastating.
If Kenny getting rid of Black Jobs is not a drop by tomorrow, I will stop listening to this.
No. It's already in process. There has already been eye contact between me and David. Consider it done, Harrison. All right.
All right, Harrison.
Straw poll.
Oh, yeah, straw poll.
Not in the wild card. They should but will not trade school.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent.
Let's go to the Hawk Tua region where we have the second seed.
Oh,
going up against the 20-point underdog, the 15th seed.
I love the state.
Wow, I love them both.
Okay, this is a great matchup. I have a personal thing about the David drop, which wins.
Okay,
I was listening to the station. I turned it on one time, and I had my volume all the way up with my windows down in my car, and I was around people.
Oh, no.
And someone hit the drop, and it was the first thing that came out.
Uh-oh.
And I had to shut the windows and just peel out of there.
Which is why you should never be around people, generally speaking. But, yes.
I'm sorry. Harrison, can I apologize to you for that?
Harrison just goes a whole, the Nick Young meme, like,
he just looks over, hey, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Jesus.
The two seed advances. Stoney is out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
If that number two seed wins the Hawk Tua region, what will we say about that? It was perfect. That's what we'll say.
You know what? Too early to get in trouble. Yes. Not going to do it.
What? Come on. No, get in trouble.
It's not even 3 o'clock yet. No.
Get in trouble.
No, not with vacation looming. Okay. No. The answer is no, Robert. David, can I take one more? Yes? Excellent. We'll go to Andrew, 97.1. Andrew, how are you today?
What's going on? Hey, you know what, Mike? I can't believe you used your veto there for Black Jobs. I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
Andrew, I learned my lesson the first year we did this. I used the veto too early, and then later on, the matchups become so much more important. I don't know.
The blame should be on the seating committee because that region is so stacked. That's
Black Jobs.
But there's so many of you guys that can use it. You guys have more vetoes.
You're right. I'm beginning to understand the struggle, to be
Black
honest.
Black Jobs may have died today, but it will forever live in our hearts. Don't worry. It's always going to be here.
Black Jobs.
All right.
We still have beautiful black boys, though. So we'll
right, right, thank God, sure. Right? All right. Straw poll.
Yeah, Fangraphs got Tigers at 10.5% making playoffs. I'm going to say no there.
Okay.
And there's still 25% probability Scoobles traded to the Orioles. They're plus 300. I am going to say possibly they are, but if it's only Jackson Holliday, I'm going to be upset. So, yes, he'll get traded.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Great use of Fangraphs, by the way.
Tigers up to 10%. That's up, actually.
All right.
All right. We'll give you a region, all right? Let's all go right. to... Let's revisit the Kenny Fire Iserman region. And, okay, how about the classic 5-12 matchup? You have the number 5 seed, Kenny Cal, shrieking, going up against the number 12 seed.
I love hookers.
Kenny with another of his vices. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Kenny is just a walking drop bomb. God. This is hard. The two Kennys here. I'm a big hockey guy, so this is like one of the toughest. I'm going to go Kenny Cott.
Good pick.
Kenny Cott. Down goes Cal. Down goes Cal.
I want
setting up a 12-13 matchup in the second round.
Andrew, I want to further your impact on this tournament, I am going to ask you this, and you have carte blanche. Whoa. Would you like me, as a listener, to replace Gator saying,
I love hookers,
with Kenny saying,
I love hookers.
Yeah. Oh, God. You can't. I don't think you can replace them. Can I veto that it cannot be replaced? You have to mix them both equally.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Fair.
Yes. Done. Because I adore the Kenny drop.
Gator. I cannot lose Gator.
Hooker reinforcements.
Maybe we can have one of them start it and the other one finish it.
I got you. No, we're going to take care of this. And I'm with Andrew because I actually don't have Kenny's drop on my board. I was thinking of swapping Gator out, but we'll keep both. And I'm not going to repeat what they said because, again, I refuse to become a drop. 248-539-97.
I learned that lesson. That's why I'm only on here twice.
I think it's too late, Mike. I think you're too late on that one.
I still have you down for a good one.
Because I have a black...
Whoa.
That was a read.
Whoa.
That's me. Hey, I'm the black host.
That was a read. What was that, a trip to the dentist?
No.
Black card. 97-1.